You are listening to the Blockchain PR Podcast. Here's my chat with Oni Avin, founder of Cointelligence and Cointelligence Academy. On has been very vocal about scammers, calling them out on his website and social media channels. We talked about the obstacles of crypto mass adoption, how to avoid scams, and some predictions for the crypto world. Why don't you just tell me a little bit about how you start Cointelligence and about the Cointelligence Academy? I saw your website.
Sure.
Yeah, you said it's everything free, which is really good. All the videos for people that want to learn about trading, about crypto. So how did you came about with the idea?
So more than 2 years ago, I got a phone call from a friend of mine who introduced me to blockchain and crypto. After a very quick call, I realized that blockchain and crypto is the future for all of us. Mm-hmm. And I decided to dedicate my life to it. And that's what I've been doing since then. I don't want to hear about anything else or talk about anything else besides blockchain or crypto. I decided to start Cointelligence with that specific friend. And we had a vision of creating a website that will have the best data and information to the public, from beginners to professionals. And that's why we created the different sections on Cointelligence. You have the coins pages, you have the exchanges pages, you have the ICOs and STOs, and so on and so on. And at the beginning of this year, we started with Cointelligence Academy, and that's a follow-up to everything else that we've been doing. And we decided that the best way to help mass adoption is to create an impartial, objective academy that will allow us to teach students anywhere in the world about blockchain and cryptocurrency. And that's what we did. And we started with a roadshow in different universities in the UK. And we relaunched the academy 2 months ago for the online version. We created the online version.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working on it every day now, and we're really happy with it because we get great positive feedback.
Great. That sounds good. Yeah, I'm not a trader, but I used to hold some crypto, maybe start again. But I do have friends that are traders. I think one of the obstacles of mass adoption is knowledge, I think. I don't know if you agree with me.
Absolutely.
Someone like myself, I do read a lot. It's lots of information. I follow the news, I follow, things that happen on Twitter. But it's very difficult to filter all this information out and then make an informed decision. That's what came to my next question to you, because I've been following you on LinkedIn. I've seen you, as a keynote speaker, and you're very vocal about scammers.
Absolutely.
And then vocal is one word for it.
Yes.
So, and also I think there's other obstacle to people is for mass adoption, obviously, is very difficult for people to see what is a scam, or it's very easy to be lured into something. So what's your advice? Is there something that you saw, you want to talk about it, and some sort of advice for people that want to avoid scammers, basically?
Sure. Before I answer that, I just want to finish up the previous topic that we discussed about the academy, and I just want to add.
Yeah, sure, please. Yeah.
I just want to add two important things. One, I always explain everyone that our academy is not aimed for specifically for investors or traders or coders, because many people think that blockchain or crypto is just for developers, and that's not the case. Our academy is much more aimed at everyone. We would like everyone to try it, to get a taste of it.
It would be good for me, for instance.
It will be good for it will be good for you and everyone else, and it includes professionals as well, because for example, I already got some feedback from industry leaders, and they told me they learned themselves a few things that they didn't know from the current sessions that we have. And it's really important for me to make it clear. I think the blockchain and cryptocurrency, and it's not the same thing. Sometimes it's connected, sometimes it's not connected. I think it's the future for all of us. I think that everyone must understand something about it. I am not saying that everyone needs to become a professional, but I think that everyone should taste it.
Of course.
Yes, and that's something that is very important, because most people think that it's for developers or only for investors or only for traders. It's not. I mean, I have about a dozen of team members that don't have anything to do with any of these. So so it's important to make that clear. Now, back to what you asked me about the scammers.
Yes. That's the important part.
I do think that the following are the main reasons that are delaying mass adoption. One is the regulation, because it's still not clear enough in most of the countries. And in most of the countries, we're not sure what is going to happen. I mean, right now, it's pretty clear that most of the Western countries are pro-crypto. They understand the benefits of it, but they still have difficulties to regulate it. And on top of that, we need to remember that we have the banks that are fighting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, because it's going to completely make them not relevant in a couple of years. And they are doing everything they can in order to fight it. And they're also using big names. And I'm suspecting, I don't have evidence for it, but I'm suspecting that they are paying them in order to fight against cryptocurrency. We actually made a list of people that are calling out against crypto in general, and you can see the clear correlation between them and the fact that they are being supported by banks or other 500 Fortune companies. And the third reason is the lack of understanding. It's exactly what you said. And that's why we decided that education is most important. And not only it's important because people should understand it better, it's important because we need to make sure that people will not waste their money on scammers. And yes, we've been calling out scammers a lot in the last 2 years. Unfortunately, we need to do it. And I think that as much as people will learn more, they will be able to avoid the scammers. And so that's my answer in general.
Yeah. You know, yesterday I saw the video. It was a live stream that you did with iBlock TV and the CEO of LA Token. But you still are very vocal with LA Token. You're always posting about them on LinkedIn. What caught your attention then that you went the first time you saw these guys and you went like, maybe these guys are not really honest in what they say. What was it that?
Okay, good question.
Want to talk about this?
I can. Yes. Absolutely, I'd love to talk about it.
Don't need to go to specifics. You just can talk about what are the telltale signs.
I'm happy to talk about it. It's not a problem at all for me. So, first of all, my research team discovered that they are faking trading volume. And right. I know this for a fact. They are doing it for sure. I've seen it with my own eyes. Second reason that made me start calling them out is the fact that I found out that they raised funds by doing an ICO, but they raised funds for a completely different company than what they built. And they never proved that they actually got the acceptance of their investors. And I am very, very sensitive to these kind of things, because in my book, to do something against your investors or without their acceptance is very bad. And on top of these reasons, they are also promoting clear scams on the exchange itself. We've found a few scams already, scams that either we called out or they were proven to be scams by authorities or by high-level people. And they are just listing them, and they don't care what happens to people that are buying these tokens or these coins. And I have a very big issue with that. On top of all of that, and that's probably the most important part, and the reason that I am so offended by LA Token is the fact that they are cheating and lying to founders. And whenever you cheat and lie to founders, it's the worst for me, because if you lie and cheat accredited investors, it doesn't mean that it's okay, but accredited investors are much more sophisticated, much more knowledgeable. Founders, especially the young founders, they don't have the experience, they don't have the knowledge. And when LA Token promises the moon to founders in order to get them to list their tokens or coins or to do an IEO on their IEO launchpad, the founders are spending money that they don't have to spend. Because with startups, you can be shut down very quickly if you don't get value for what you spend for. And that's a very big issue. Now, we got dozens of people that either worked for LA Token or were approached by LA Token with regards to the listing, and they paid them the money and they didn't get anything for it in return, despite the fact that they were promising the moon to the founders. So these are the main reasons that I have issues with LA Token.
So why do you think this is happening? Why do you think this is happening in the first place? And also, how can they get away of doing that for such a long time?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you.
Tell me why.
It starts with the fact that people are very naive, or they ignore red signs, or they are so in love with the concept of getting rich quick, then they do not do a proper due diligence. And that's where LA Token gets to cheat so many people out there. The second reason is that LA Token are very, very intelligent scammers. They are hiding between shell companies. And yesterday at the interview, I asked the CEO of LA Token, what is the official address that I can send documents that will actually get to someone and actually get a response? And obviously he didn't answer that, besides showing me the addresses showing on his website. But I already know that whenever you send the details to these addresses, whenever you post to these addresses, you don't get any response anyway, because it's all empty. it's all fake. Uh-huh. And that's another reason why they get away with it, because they are based in countries and in locations that they can get away with these things, and nobody can touch them. Nobody can touch these people.
Wow. Yeah. And also, in more general terms, let's say I'm an investor, I'm just myself, I want to invest on an IEO. What would be, let's say, the telltale signs of something that is not 100% legit? I saw one of the articles you wrote is not be too impressed of having a celebrity advisor on the board. Because there's some projects, they're like, oh, we're gonna put, I don't know, John McAfee is the most famous one, oh, we want to put XYZ guy, you know, influencer, blah, 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 on our advisory board, so that would look good. I think that it still brings a lot of attention, and people can be lured into that. So what would be the signs when, let's say, I'm looking at an IO, I want to invest some money, looks okay, but what precautions should I have before put my money into that, before buying their token?
Great question, and the answer will be divided into a few parts.
Okay.
Now, the first
part.
You can
just give like a quick overview. That's okay.
Absolutely, I'll try to make it as short as possible.
First of all,
I always explain everyone: don't trust anyone. Don't even trust your family and friends. Don't trust me. Do your own due diligence. If you will not be able to do your own due diligence, you should not invest in anything. Because if you don't understand it, don't invest in it. And I'm saying that you shouldn't trust anyone, including your friends and family, not because I think that your friends and family will try to cheat you. I mean, I did see some cases in the past, but that's not the point. I think that they can be misled, especially because of what I said before. Many people are looking for a quick way to get rich. And a lot of the times, family and friends will get you into something that they completely believe in, and it's wrong. By the way, we see it a lot with MLM Ponzi pyramid schemes. One of the best examples is OneCoin. And until today...
Yes, my God, yeah.
Until today, people invested more than 4 billion euros, and they continue to invest in it, even though if you Google their name, you will see red scam signs everywhere. And people don't understand that some people will invest because they don't read English, for example. And the signs and the warning signs are published in English. Some people don't even have access to the internet, and they invest in these kind of Ponzi schemes. And that's the first part of my answer. The second part is that you should always use reliable sources. And obviously the first one, in my opinion, is Cointelligence, but I'm not soliciting Cointelligence for information. I'm saying it's one of the sources out there. And there are a few other trustworthy sources, not too many of them, unfortunately, but there are a few. The third part of my answer is always think and look at the whoever is soliciting you to invest. Think, what does he have to earn from it? So, for example, if you heard a YouTube reviewer or an influencer, you always need to make sure that he suggests that project, he or she, when they really think that the project is good. Because many of the times these influencers or promoters, they get paid for it. And when they get paid for it, they're not objective. And on top of all of that, I think that you should always consult with the community. It's a great way to avoid scammers, because if you search on places like Telegram or Bitcoin Talk or Reddit, and you can see what other people from the community are saying about that company, then if you search long enough, you will be able to find the red signs. That's the main parts. I would say the last part of my answer is that, for example, if we mentioned LA Token before, I would avoid any IEO on LA Token. But if we go, for example, and look at a company like Binance, and I'm not vouching for Binance, I'm not saying that Binance is legit, I'm not saying that Binance is good, I'm not saying the other way around as well. I'm just saying that Binance, for example, is a much more credible source than most exchanges out there, because Binance is so big as it is now. And I think that looking at the IEO launchpad on Binance and reviewing the IEOs there, I would say that they're much more safe than other IEOs on other IEO launch pads. I'm not saying that they are good. I'm not saying that they are investment worthy. I'm just saying that it's much more likely to not invest in a scam if it's on a Binance IEO launchpad, because they are doing due diligence. I'm not saying that it's a good due diligence. Maybe it is, but they are doing due diligence. LA Token will list anything, everything, doesn't matter what.
But do you think that this is happening now because, let's say, you know, ICOs, IEOs, they're relatively a new thing? Do you think, let's say, 5 years from now, do you think the number of scams you reduce? Platforms like Binance, they're going to be, you know, they are already established, but they're going to survive. And these are the ones gradually are going to disappear. What do you think is going to happen like 5 years from now?
So there's no doubt that with every new technology, we always see the wild, wild west happening. I've been there when the internet revolution happened. I have been there when the mobile revolution happened. I've seen it happening.
We've all been there. I've been there too.
No, you need to remember that most people... I know.
I remember things like... like the first Hotmail address I had and everything.
Yeah, everything with emails, everything with credit cards and debit cards, things. Every new innovation and technology is being abused by bad actors. So it's the same here. And if you're asking me, of course, in a couple of years, it's going to be completely different. One reason is that we're going to have a clear regulations in most Western countries for blockchain and crypto. Right. And the second reason is that people will get smarter. People will understand more. People will be much more educated than they are now. That's a part of what we're doing with Cointelligence Academy, obviously. So, yeah, I think that the future is going to be bright. And I think we'll see much less scams, many less scams out there.
But do you think like one of the downsides would be we're going to be left only with, let's say, with a handful of exchanges like Binance, and I can think of other 3 or 4 or 5, you know, this kind of like a monopoly? Don't you think it could be an obstacle? Because then people are going to be more knowledgeable, people, other exchanges are going to have a better KYC, et cetera, et cetera. But don't you think the downside would be we're going to end up, let's say, 5 or 7 years from now, you're going to end up with just a handful of exchanges?
Yes, absolutely. I think that there's going to happen, two things are going to happen. One is that many of the bad actors will have to shut down.
Yeah.
It will minimize the amount, obviously. On top of that, I think that some of the exchanges will be bought by the big corporates.
Right.
And I think it will minimize as well. I think that some of the biggest corporates out there will actually buy, for example, 3, 4, 5 different exchanges and will unite them all into one bigger exchange.
Yeah.
As we've seen happening with the corporates and enterprises in different industries many years. And on top of all of that, I think that and there is a chance that the crypto exchanges will be owned by the governments themselves. And obviously, I'm not going to be too happy about it, but it is an option. And if that happens, it's going to minimize by thousands of percentages the amount of exchanges that we have.
But don't you think that, you know, that's quite a scary thought, you know, having a government owning an exchange, because that goes against the principle of cryptocurrency, which is decentralization. So it's a kind of a scary thought.
I agree with you. And I think that many people are scared from that issue. I can tell you that I don't think and I don't like the fact that governments will own cryptocurrency exchanges, but I do think that regulations are a must. And I am really hoping that the regulations with regards to cryptocurrency will be much more advanced and much more progressive, because we know that it can completely ruin the industry. It's already slowing it down, but I am worried that it will slow it down too much at some point. And I am hoping that it will not delay the progress too much. And yes, I agree with you that it's against decentralization and so on, but I don't think that everything should be decentralized. I think that I'm not a maximalist, and I look at things in a rational way. And obviously I've seen so many scams and so many scammers out there. So to be naive and say that we don't need regulation, it's not relevant. I mean, we've seen what happens when you let people do self-regulation. It just didn't work. I think there is still potential for it to work in the future, in different aspects, in different ways, but I don't think it will be suitable for everything. Not everything can be decentralized.
Right. Just going back to crypto and investing and trading, how do you see, let's say 5 years from now, how do you see the crypto scene? Because I've seen some experts saying Bitcoin is still going to be the absolute leader, not even, you know, I don't know how much percent it is at the moment. I think 70% of the market is Bitcoin, and then you have Ethereum. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just
I think you're wrong, but it's not wrong, because you are wrong. I just think that the measurements that you see on most websites out there are wrong, and we don't really see the
You mean like a trading volume?
Yeah, the trading volume is not right. Uh-huh. And obviously you can know some things. You can know exactly how many Bitcoins were mined and how many Bitcoins are existing and out there. But with regards to the other statistics, most of them are problematic.
But you think in 5 years, is Bitcoin still going to be the absolute leader? I've seen some other experts saying 5 years from now, Bitcoin is still going to be, you know, the biggest volume, the absolute market leader of crypto trading, and the other ones like even Ethereum and Litecoin and other altcoins, they're going to be between 15%. So do you see that changing 5 years? Do you think Bitcoin is still going to be, let's say, 70-80% of the market in volume, or you'll be even bigger, could be like 90%? How do you see it happening?
I think that nobody knows. And
nobody
I think
knows.
All the predictions are being done by fools that are making fools out of themselves, because they don't know. And if they claim that they know, or if they are suggesting that they have all kinds of techniques to predict, they're making a fool out of themselves. And they're also misleading other people. Having said that, if you're asking me on a personal level, my wishful thinking and what I would like to happen is that cryptocurrency will grow. I don't care if it's going to be Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin or EOS or any of the other tokens or coins out there. I don't really care. I only care about cryptocurrency growing. And I think anyone trying to predict and say that this coin will be better and this coin will be bigger and so on, I think that it's useless. And I think that we don't even know what kind of protocols and what kind of coins will be invented and created in the next few years. So maybe in 5 years from now, Bitcoin is not going to be relevant at all, or maybe Bitcoin will be the biggest coin, but nobody really knows.
But don't you think, for instance, there are some factors that you say, oh, this is likely to happen because, you know, the Bitcoin community is still the biggest one. You know, I understand what you're trying to say, that something might happen, a new coin be invented or something like that. But at the moment, don't you think the signs how things are at the moment are pointing out that would be that way, at least for the next few years?
I don't know.
Fair enough. Carry on. Is there anything else you want to talk about that we haven't talked? Anything more about co-intelligence?
Yeah, great. Thank you for asking. So, no, I think that I mentioned everything that was important to me at the beginning. I already said it, but I'll say it again. I think that everyone should get a taste of blockchain and cryptocurrency, even if they are not planning to become professionals. Obviously I invite everyone to join CoinTelligence Academy, which is completely for free at the moment.
Yes, I'll put the link on the description.
Sure. That would be great. Yeah. I'm not promising that it will remain free, by the way. For now, okay. It's free. I might decide to change it in the future. But that's it. And stay scam free.
Good. That's very important. Beware of scammers. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And by the way, anyone that wants to ask us anything can feel free to approach us on the website, on the social media platforms.
Yes, I put.
We're very, very happy to help anyone, and we don't ask for money for it.
Oh, good, good. I'll put all the details, you know, CoinTelligence link and everything else on the description.
Great, thank you very much for interviewing me.
No problem, it was my pleasure. And whenever you want to do another one, just give us a shout.
Sounds great. Thank you, Anna.